Good morning with our political observer, Alan Chartok. And with this radio station comes the greatest listening audience in the world. $138,000 now, Alan, $358 in the lockbox.
Well, we got to get to 400,000. And as you know, David, it always picks up as we get closer. So now we have 2.5 weeks to go before the fund drive. And that means that everybody just has to understand that you're as much a part of this as anybody else is. And I've noticed some wonderful gifts coming in, a lot of people getting involved and saying, yeah, it's my radio station. It is mine. I own it, you're saying, and you're right. I can't live without it. It's here for me in the morning, and it's here for me during the day. It's here for me at night, when I can't sleep, when my kids are sick. It's always my friend. It's always there. And so now, to keep it going, let's just everybody put something in. Go to WAMC.org and say, Alan, David, we're with you. We want to make this thing whole.
On Air Fund Drive starts June 6th.
And don't be telling me that, you know, we're too much on the air, and I turn around to you and I say, so did you put something in during the...
And we thank those that do.
We do.
Let's go to politics. Of course, the primaries in Kentucky and Oregon yesterday. Sanders wins Oregon. Clinton declares victory in Kentucky. Very close there, though.
Yeah, very close. Well, again, the pundits are telling us that she has enough, that she's going forward, she's on the path to victory, and he keeps winning. So, you know, he comes very close in Kentucky. The headline, of course, is, and one suspects the press, Hillary wins. But when you read the fine print, you find out that it's very close. And he wins in Oregon, but that's not the headline. So you really do begin to wonder about how all of this is played. However, she still has a couple of million votes more than he does nationally. And that, of course, gives her a sense of entitlement and her backers that she should be the candidate. I'm not seeing anything that is suggesting to me that the superdelegates are not going to turn around and say, okay, Bernie, I've had a change of mind. You're my guy from now on. That's what the Bernieites are saying, but that's not going to happen.
Speaking of Bernie Sanders, with his supporters and accusations of death threats, Senator Harry Reid said he'd spoken with Mr. Sanders about reports about this. Sanders is digging in. He's not going for that.
Well, if you see the incredible Bernie rallies in which thousands of people show up, I mean thousands and thousands and thousands show up, you can get some idiots. There's no question about it. You can get idiots on either side. When Hillary's people stood up, two very famous people, and made all kinds of intemperate remarks about people should go to hell if they don't vote for her. You know, you can't be responsible for everybody who's behind you. But you can, of course, caution your people to behave.
It seemed like Donald Trump behaved in his interview with Megyn Kelly, which aired on Fox last night, a primetime debut. And a review in the Washington Post says was too focused on Megyn Kelly.
You know, when I see these two together, I get the feeling of the old films in which people are doing a minuet, you know, they're holding their hands up and circling around each other and, you know, very nice. Look, they both have a great deal to lose or win here. Megyn Kelly has her reputation as a tough lady, and she didn't do anything to help it with this interview. You know, she held her own. She did raise the women's issue again. He was kinder to her. He's way, way behind when it comes to women in this country, and it could cost them the election, and he knows it. And, you know, he makes a little news in other ways. He's now going around saying he'd talk to the Korean crazy man and look him eye to eye. I think that has to be appealing to a lot of people, to be honest with you, because it shows that, you know, he has some guts. On the other hand, the guys with the striped pants at the State Department have always called the shots. And, you know, every once in a while you get a president like FDR who says, I'm going to do it my way and let those guys sit there and figure out the safe way, but there are better ways to do it. I think Trump is smart, frankly, to say it.
Come on, WAMCers, WAMC.org. Why not do it right now?
We could end it today. By the way, there are plenty of people, enough people so that if every one of us goes and does something, it's over. I mean, over.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan.
Thanks, David.